The name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The word that the Lord is talking to us today is about Satan. He said that if the Satan, his kingdom, is broken, it cannot stand. So he's talking about Satan and the work of devil. So I thought today in the morning I'll talk to you more as Jesus spoke about Satan. I'll tell you more about the temptation of Satan in our life. Maybe you will say that Abuna doing scary things about Satan, but we'll talk about him. Let us know him exactly and what type of tricks that Satan is doing in our life. Satan is a bad spirit. That this bad spirit is controlling half of the eternity, or a bit more than half. That in the eternity, he's going to have his kingdom, which is the kingdom of darkness, and he is competing with the Lord. That's his way. He's challenging the Lord. That many of your people, Lord, I'm going to take to my kingdom. I'm going to destroy them. It reminds me of a bad person that, for example, has AIDS, and he's a very bad person. Why I am the only one who is suffering this bad disease? Maybe because you were not honest in your life. Maybe you had some relationships that you shouldn't have. Maybe many reasons that is belonging to you. But because he's evil, he will say that I would like to add many of the people around me, many of the people that is I see to this type of disease. I would like everyone to have AIDS like I have, because he's evil. He doesn't want to heal himself, but he would like to take everyone around him to have the same disease. Exactly the same thought of Satan. Satan would like to destroy the life of every person. He would like his kingdom of darkness, his kingdom of torturing in the eternity to be filled of people. On the opposite, the Lord is trying to protect our life. Say, you meant to live for eternity in the kingdom of heaven, because in the kingdom of heaven, you are going to find joy, you are going to find peace, you are going to find a beautiful eternal life for yourself. Much, much, much better than all the pleasure on the earth. So Satan is an evil spirit that would like to snatch the souls of human beings to spend their eternity with him in places that Jesus explained, say, it is full of darkness, full of fear, full of torturing. And this is the aim of Satan. Satan exists and he is attacking the people. St. Peter said in the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, he said that Satan is like a lion going around, roaring, trying to snatch the souls of people. So be aware of him. Be aware, open your eyes that he has plans to snatch you. He has plans to let you lose your eternal life. So he has these plans. He's working very hard. He is not taking his work in a dodgy way, but he is very serious in his work. He would like to snatch the people of the Lord with many, many ways. Two ways Satan has to snatch the people of the Lord. One way, he can attack directly, exactly the same as he appeared to Jesus, and he attacked him directly, face to face, talking to him directly. But this has not happened with everyone. It happens only with a great spiritual stature like Jesus, like St. Anthony the Great, because St. Anthony was very, very great. One day, a nice family from our church called me around 11 o'clock at night. They live close to me and say, Abuna, please come quickly because we have Satan in our house. We have devils in our house. What's happened? So while we are sleeping with the kids in the second story, we heard something, a very big explosion in the house, something very, very strong. So me and my wife wake up very much scared of what happened. The kids started to shout, going down, looking everywhere in the house. And there is nothing. Everything in the house is in its place. Nothing touched at all. So we believe that this house, they were moved about a couple of months to this new house. We believe that this house has Satan. And I said to them, no, this is not the truth. It definitely something happened. Be relaxed, because we came to your house, we prayed a couple of times, we prayed and deal, and we sprinkled water in the house. You are a nice Christian family. The Bible is open all the time in your house. There is no way that Satan can attack you in that way. In my mind, I was quite sure that Satan cannot touch people of the Lord in this direct way. He may talk to Jesus in this direct way. He may attack St. Anthony in this direct way. But as of us, the Lord won't allow this to happen. We cannot take it. It's very hard for us. So I told them definitely nothing. Say, Abuna, please come now and pray in the house. We cannot sleep until you come. I said, that's fine. I came and prayed in the house, put some water, looking everywhere, nothing at all. After a couple of weeks, and they convinced that definitely there is some satanic work. After a couple of weeks, they called and say, Abuna, we discover what the back, we have a big bookcase, and the back of the bookcase is a big timber part. And while my wife was cleaning, she found this big timber part is fallen, and probably because it is quiet at night, because the house is tiles, so when it drop, it makes this big sounds like explosion, but there is no Satan in the house. I said, of course, there is nothing called that, there is no Satan in the house. Our houses are full of prayer, and the Lord won't allow this type of attack to happen. How can Satan attack us again? Satan can attack us through concepts, lies. Satan is very specialized in lies. He gives lies all the time. The first encounter with Satan in the Bible was when he appeared to Eve and told her, look Eve, if you eat from this apple or from this tree, are you sure that you are going to die? I don't think so. So he started to lie about a fact that if Eve eats from this tree, she is going to die. And he knows about that. But his nature of attack, his way of attack is to lie. So he lied to her. And he lied to the human being all life. The big lies happen to human being is telling the people salvation can happen with someone but not Jesus. Jesus is not the only source of salvation. You can have salvation in many other ways. One way Satan started to attack human being by saying that there is another religion. If you are a religious person, you would like to worship, I'll give you something else to worship, but not God. So he started to encourage people to worship idols. And after that, people are smart, saying idols is not something that we worship because we do that with our hands. So the idols worship stopped at a certain time of humanity. So he started to say something else. What about instead of Christianity, I'll offer you half of Christianity in a religion called Islam, that there is God you can worship, and there is the Old Testament, which many parts of Islam coming from the Old Testament. And he start to lie, telling people that if you go in this religion, you are going to go to heaven. All what he needs is to take them away from Jesus. And these lies be very, very big. Many people obey these lies, and it is a lie. After that, some people came and say, no, we love to stay in our Christianity. Another lie. What is the other lie? Is Mormons. Let me present to you some Mormons feeling. And the Mormons is, again, not using the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He's not our Savior. But he take them away from this concept. And he lies, saying, if you go after Mormons, you are going to have salvation. If you are good people, you love to worship God, why not worship God through Mormons? And then some of the people found that the books of Mormons are totally not talking about God, is not talking about Jesus, started to lie again, say, what about to have a group that worships St. John the Baptist? And you'll find many hundred thousands of people worshiping John the Baptist or Archangel Michael Jehovah's Witness. All these are lies from Satan to attack your faith, and you take yourself away from faith. Sometimes when someone knocks on the door, we try to be very nice, we try to be very good Christian, say, please come in, offer me what you have. And what he's offering you is lies. And the book you take inside your house is full of lies. And he is tricking you by lies. His way is lying to you. So be aware that the work of Satan is full of lies, that this is his tool, the only tool is lies. Like telling to the Lord Jesus Christ, throw yourself from the altar and nothing will happen to you. And the Lord told him, you go away, you don't detest the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is full of lies. Open your eyes to the lies of people who are talking to you away from your Christianity. Open your eyes to the type of concepts and types of beliefs that is every day on the TV, every day in the newspaper you read, every day said by people around you. Open your eyes widely to the type of lies that Satan is giving you. Satan gave a lie to the Western nations, telling them one day that relationship away from marriage is okay. To have 10-15 relationships with girls before getting to marry, it's okay. Nothing wrong in that. And it is a lie, because the Lord talks many, many times about adultery. And he talks that from the beginning the Lord created Adam and Eve so that they are going to be one, not two. And everyone has one wife. So this is the teaching of the Lord. The Lord doesn't change. The teaching of the Lord doesn't change. Doesn't it change from the first century to the 21st century? The teaching of the Lord is the same. But there are concepts around us that are telling us many things. That is lies. Satan can lie to you and tell you, what about Sunday? You say a short prayer at home and you don't go to church. And you can have a Holy Communion every month or so and spend your day in going swimming and going to the beach, because this is your only holiday. Again, it's a lie. Because the Lord said in the Bible, very, very strong in the Bible, that 6 days you work and the seventh day is the day for the Lord. And he said something much more stronger in the Bible. He said the person who is not respecting the day of the Lord, this person should be killed. This is how important the Lord would like us to be with him on the day of the Lord. But Satan is continue to lie to us, telling us concepts and teaching us things which is not truth. How can we resist Satan? Resist Satan by two things. The first thing, read your Bible very much. Be aware of the teaching of your Bible. Because as you see, Jesus, when he replied to Satan, when he defend himself against the attack of Satan, in all his answers he used the Bible. The word of God is very, very strong. One day you are walking in the street and some very bad scene, a naked advertisement, and you say, okay, what can I do? I will look. And by looking into that, your purity has been affected very much. The image will take the purity and the holiness out of your mind and out of your heart, whether you notice or you don't notice, but this is the reality. Image comes after image, which is not proper at all. And then the verse of the Lord comes very strongly in your head. Whoever looks into a lady to lust on her, he is committing adultery. And this verse coming very strongly in the mind and say, how can I look into that? I have to close my eye. I have to keep my holiness. I have to keep my purity. I should go in life with the true Christian values. So what protecting you is the word of the Bible. Any concept, any strange concept come to you, you are going to weigh it against the words of the Bible and see whether it is acceptable, Lord, or not, whether it is according to your teaching or not. If even the first time asked herself a question, eating from this tree, is that according to your will, Lord, or not? Is that according to your teaching or not? And if she say, no, I'm not going to do anything away from the teaching of the Bible, she won't fall, because she won't eat from this tree. The Lord told her, this tree is harm, it's full of harm for you, don't eat. But she ignored the teaching of the Lord. She ignored the teaching of the Bible, and she continued doing something against that. That's why she fooled. So read your Bible, please, every day. There is no one day that I'm not opening my Bible. You know, 100 years ago, no house has a full Bible because it is very expensive. They may have the Bible according to St. Matthew. The people who has Giddo and the Teta that lived probably at the beginning of the 20th century, they may find the very old Bibles in their hands. And it's not a Bible. It is the book of Matthew only, written in a very big scripts like that. And it's very, very expensive. And they are very happy to have just one book as a blessing in their house. What excuse you are going to give to the Lord when the Lord tells you how many Bible you have in your house? And you say, I cannot count, there are too many. My son has two, my kids has a picture Bible, I have one, my wife gave me one on my birthday, I have many Bibles, there are many Bibles at home. Do you read in your Bible every day, or they are over there left, and you are watching TV, you are very busy with Facebook, you are very busy with social network, you are very busy with your iPhone talking here and there and SMS, you don't have time to read your Bible. Please, be honest in doing that I will read my Bible every day. There is no one day, a blessed day in my life, that I'm not opening my Bible. I read a chapter or I read two chapters, but the word of the Lord is going to protect you against Satan. Second thing I would like to tell you is the business of Satan is lies, and everyone lies, he is under the influence of Satan, because he is doing a business with Satan. Satan is going to catch him if you lie. So sometimes a person comes to Abuna to confess and say many things, and after that say, there are some normal things, Abuna. And Abuna ask him, what are these normal things? Say, lie, swearing. Say, lie, swearing is normal things. This is something very big. You shouldn't do lie and you shouldn't do swearing. Lie is something very, very big. So protect yourself from lies. Be honest. One of the saints one day said something good about lies and truth. He says that if you imagine a ruler, and in this ruler there is on the left hand side Satan full of lies, on the right hand side Jesus full of truth. And you are a human being somewhere in this ruler. If you are close from the Lord, if you are close from the truth, the Lord is protecting you. You are under the influence of the Lord. If you are close to the left where Satan are there, but you're lying a lot, you are very much under the influence of Satan. So consider this sin as a very bad sin. Attach us to Satan in many ways. We'll do the business of Satan when we lie. So don't lie. Please, yani as a Christian person, as Jesus told us, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. This is how, as a Christian person, we should go. Satan is very scary from the cross. When you have the cross in your hand, when you have the love of God in your heart, when you have a cross in your house, you have a cross, many of the cops people do a cross here, be sure that the cross is much, much, much more stronger than Satan. I'll finish my talk with a story about Abuna Bshoy Kamel. When he began his service as a priest in Alexandria, they brought him, a couple of days after he started his priesthood, a person who is demon-possessed. And this demon-possessed was for many, many years demon-possessed, and when demon appeared, his tummy started to go bigger. And this is typical thing that demon can do to scare people. And what Abuna Bshoy done, he was a new priest, he wrote that in his memories, in his notebook. He said that I get the cross out of my pocket, and I put it on the tummy of this person, and suddenly everything is normal. The person became back normal, and nothing wrong in his physical appearance because of the cross. And Abuna Bshoy Kamel said, I learned it from this day how this sign of the cross is my strength, how this sign of the cross is my protection. We don't fear Satan. Pope Shenouda used to mock on Satan and say he is very weak to scare anyone. With the sign of the cross, you are much more stronger. There are many black movies and the black magic movies in Hollywood. Don't trust in that. There is nothing is going. Some people watch this movie and come and say, Abuna, we have a lot of scare. I cannot sleep at night. I say, why you are watching that? If you want to sleep peacefully at night, don't watch that. Don't watch this black movie. Sometimes this black magic movie, people believe on it, believe that there is something like that. Going into an old house, there is something wrong. Going into, and this black magic movie, strangely, they relate it to the church. The people of Hollywood, when they do this movie, there is an old church, as if that church is a place that you may find Satan over there. Of course, the message is hidden. that the church is a mystery place. The church is not a mystery place. Church is a place that worships the Lord. We go to heaven through the church. But these black magic movies try to input these ideas because it is very satanic. So why I watch this stuff? Why? And it brings a lot of beliefs and a lot of scare and a lot of fear inside me. Why I should look into this stuff? I shouldn't at all. As Christian people, we don't fear from Satan because we have the Lord with us. But we fear that the concepts of Satan can affect us. His thoughts can affect us. That's why reading your Bible is a protection. Praying is a protection. Having the cross all the time loved in your heart and the cross very much close to you wherever you go, in your car, in house, in your workplace, you have the sign of the cross. This is a source of protection from Satan. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.